Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon. Welcome back to The Soft Life podcast with me, Candy Washington, and I can't wait to help you lead a more joyful life. So before we dive into today's episode, which is the complete ultimate guide on slow living, what is it not, and how to actually do it, I want to remind you that if you need additional support, be sure to join our Patreon community for monthly meditations, journal prompts, inspired activations, PDFs of episodes, affirmations, archived episodes, guided videos, and so much more. Also, don't forget we have our self-love courses, lifestyle design, manifestation courses as well. And also shop the Soft Life collection. We have tote bags, manifestation journals, sweatshirts, joggers. We have it all. So be sure to check it out and to treat yourself. Just visit candywashington.com/courses for more. And also before we dive in, if you feel so inclined, please subscribe, rate, and review. It really helps the podcast to grow and for more people to find us. So with that, let's dive right on in into today's episode, which is all about the art of slow living. So let's first talk about what is slow living. So to me, slow living is a mindset whereby you create a more meaningful and conscious lifestyle that's in alignment with what you value the most in life. So slow living is more about how you approach living your life, rather than the pace at which you live your life. And usually when you start to live more intentionally and more on purpose and more in alignment with your values, a natural byproduct of that is just living slower, being more present in the moment, you know? So slow living is more of the pace is more of a byproduct. It really should be intentional living, right? But it's fun to call it slow living. And I'll give you a little bit of personal story on really what inspired me to do this episode. This is what I did this past year. I was living in LA and it was just very like hustle, bustle culture, but it was also very weird. It was post-pandemic. So it was kind of like still living in this very hectic environment, but at the same time, very super isolated. So I gave up my apartment and I moved to Palm Springs. It was only supposed to be for like a month or two. And I ended up living in Palm Springs for about 8 or 9 months in between Palm Springs and Palm Desert. And it was so nice. It was sort of my eat, pray, love moment, but not for it to be just sort of this one thing that I did. But it was really time for me to sort of disconnect from the life that I was living, slow down, reevaluate, and not just rest and relax, but restructure. Really think about how I wanted to live my life. What did I want to do? Who did I want to be doing it with? And where did I want to be doing it? And taking that time to sort of disconnect from the hustle and bustle allow me to get clear on the things that I'm doing that I do love and I want to do more of, and clear on the things that I was doing simply because I was on autopilot. I thought I had to do them. I had always done them, but I wasn't actually enjoying them anymore. And I made my joy sort of my best priority, was what brought me joy. And it also became my North Star. You know, am I enjoying this? And if I'm not, then I got to figure out a way to eliminate it. And if I have to do it, I have to figure out a way to find the joy in it, right? So for me, that's really what slow living is about. It's living with intentionality. It's living on purpose. It's living from a place of, this is what I value. And because this is what I value, this is how my actions and my lifestyle reflect that value that I have in my life, you know? So for an example, you know, maybe you value your family. And so the way that you reflect that by slow living is making sure that, you know, you have one or two nights of just family nights where, you know, you just spend time with your loved ones or your children or your siblings or your husband or your wife. You know, you make that time. That's a part of slow living, slowing down to do the things that you value. you know, think, stop and smell the roses. And for me, it's really about reclaiming the joy of being rather than rushing through your life and missing all of the good bits. Because usually when we're in a rush, I want to rush to the weekend. I want to rush through the work week. I want to rush through dinner. I want to rush, trying to get to the next thing or checking this off. We forget to live. We forget to love our life. We forget to be grateful that we're alive. You know, we forget to enjoy it and we're just rushing through life. And the last thing you want to do is get to a certain stage in your life or just any point in your life and look back and be like, I rushed my life away. So that's really why I wanted to share this with you. And this is going to be a pretty deep dive into it. So make sure that you have, you know, your notebook or your journal with you if you want to take notes. If you want the PDF version of this, I will be posting it into our Patreon community. So if you want to get the PDF, just be sure to join us over on Patreon. So with that, let's go. So this is the secret to slow living. To me, the secret is cultivating a lifestyle based on the mindset and belief that you get to do what you want to do and you get to create a life that feels the way you want it to feel. So the secret is really replacing this is what I should do, this is who I should be, this is what I should have with this is what I choose to do, this is who I choose to be, this is the life that I choose to have. Living your life from your own authenticity, your own intentionality, and from your own joy. That's really the secret to slow living. Getting out of the shoulds, because living in a should mentality will keep you rushing, will keep you missing it, will keep you always thinking, not enough, not enough, not far along enough, need more, right? So really shift that mindset, okay? So let's talk about what slow living is. It's prioritizing gratitude in the present moment and for the present moment. It's an appreciation for all of the abundance and love that already exists in your life in this moment. So it's not rushing to the next thing or thinking about the next thing or thinking that there's not enough in this moment. It's about saying, I am grateful for this. I am grateful for what I have. I am grateful for this present moment. It's also about prioritizing intentionality, understanding the why of what you do and how you live your life, you know? Why do you go to work? Why do you not go to work? Why are you married? Why are you not married? You know, what is the why of the life choices that you're making? What is the intention behind it? You know, living a slower life is slowing down to get clear on what is my why. And if you don't know your why, get curious about it. You know, well, why does my life look the way it looks? Why do I live my life the way that I live it? And if it doesn't feel right, give yourself permission to change it. It's about prioritizing mindfulness, being present so that you have the power to decide, choose, and respond. It's about self-care, taking time for yourself, creating healthy boundaries. It's about authenticity, you know, without the pressure of external factors, your family, your friends, society, social media, culture, how would you live your life? What would it look like? What would it feel like? It's also about conscious consumption. And I know I'm going a little quickly, but don't worry. I do a deeper dive into it in a little bit. It's also about conscious consumption, practicing mindfulness and intentionality in the content that you consume. This means media, social media, podcast, music, television shows, movies, the company that you keep, what your conversations are, even your food and your energy, who you spend your time with. It's about consciously consuming all of those things because that's all energy. And that energy will change you either for the better, for the worse, or neutral. So you want to be mindful of the energy that you consume, conscious consumption. Now let's talk about what slow living isn't, okay? It isn't just for those living in the country. Remember, it's a mindset. It's an intentional lifestyle choice. So you can live in a huge city, an average town, or the countryside and still choose to slow down and align your values with your lifestyle, because that's really what it's about, aligning your values with your lifestyle, okay? It's not about just doing things at a, quote, slower pace. It's not about the speed at which you do something, remember? It's about the intentionality and being present in the moment and doing things with purpose. And like I said before, usually when you do things with intention, when you do things with purpose, when you do things with intentionality, you naturally do them in a slower but more grounded way. And that's usually the most powerful way to do something. So usually when you're spinning your wheels and you're trying to go really fast and get all this stuff done, and you look up and you like, I'm 10 steps further back than I thought I was. But when you do things slowly and grounded and powerful, that usually propels you even further. That usually expands your life even further. That usually takes you 10 steps ahead with, you know, 80% less effort, because you're doing it from a place of being grounded and you're doing it from a place of power. And the power of intention will get you further along faster than just trying to do. That's why it's called spinning your wheels, running on a hamster wheel. You're running and running and running, but you're getting nowhere. Slow and steady wins the race. It is so much more powerful to do it from a place of intention and of power. Slow living is not at odds with being successful or making money or being productive, you know. Rather, it's about living up to your own idea of success and prioritizing what's most important to you. This is baked into living from a place of authenticity. So you can say you want to live a slower life. It doesn't mean that you want to, you know, give up all your worldly possessions and, you know, never buy designer clothes or never make a lot of money. Like, that's not what it's about at all. It's about, how do I make the goals in my life come to me quicker while enjoying the journey, while having the power of intention, you know, without burning out, without losing my mind. You know, you can still be successful. You can still be financially free. You can still be abundant. You can still be productive living a slower life. And the paradox to that is that actually, once you slow down and you work from a place of intention and power and groundedness and purpose, that's when the success and the money and the abundance and all of the things usually flow into your life in a much easier and faster way than ever before. You know, doing will only get you so far, but being will get you everything. Slow living isn't about going tech-free. You know, it means ensuring that technology is serving you, not distracting you. And it's acknowledging the need for screen downtime in the digital age. So it's not saying I'm going to chuck my iPhone, I'm going to chuck my laptop, I'm going to delete all the apps. It's not about that. It's about understanding and having a healthy perspective on where can I utilize technology to increase and enhance my life versus how can technology distract and deter me from creating the life that I actually want. As the young kids say, go touch some grass. Slow living isn't a quick fix. It's a mindset shift that takes time and will be constantly in flux as what matters to you most changes. So this is where flexibility comes in. You know, just because you want ABC today doesn't mean you're always going to want ABC. And it's okay tomorrow to say, actually, I want DEF. You know, and that's fine. Allow yourself to be flexible. Allow your values and your standards to change as you change. You know, what you valued at 20 may not be what you value at 30, may not be what you value at 40, may not be what you value at 60. So as you grow and evolve and change and have different experiences and wisdoms and life choices, allow your goalposts to change as you do. And that's totally fine. The only thing you need to be beholden to is your own well-being. That is it. You don't have to be beholden to any promise you made or any, obviously, I don't mean like lie to people or break your promises willy-nilly or don't live in integrity. I obviously don't mean that. What I mean is you are always allowed to change your mind. You are always allowed to choose differently. You are always allowed to want something, seek something, be something different. That is what I mean. Okay. Slow living isn't just for the rich or the elite. It is an achievable lifestyle choice for anyone that wants to find joy within their everyday life. So it's not about how much money you have in the bank. It's not about being able to just, you know, take a year off and not work. You know, that would be great if we all could do it. I mean, we can if, you know, that's a whole nother manifestation video for another time. But what I mean is slow living isn't this unattainable, wouldn't it be nice if I was rich and could do this? It's about wherever you are in your life, taking the time to slow down and to get clear on, well, how do I want my life to feel and look? What do I value? You know, and how can I reflect my values and how I choose to live my life? And how you live your life is your lifestyle. And anyone at any time can make the choice to have their values be in alignment with their lifestyle, to look at things differently, to have a different perspective on things. So it's not just for the rich and it's not just for the elite. It's for everyone, because you, no matter what your circumstance is, can always control your mind and your mindset and how you choose to look at and experience things, okay? Now, let's do a little bit of a deeper dive into my slow living lifestyle guide. So some of these may be a little bit repetitive, as we've already talked about it in the intro, but I think they bear repeating, and some might be some new, fun, surprising ways to live a slower life. So number one is define your values. Identify what truly matters to you, reflect on your values and priorities, and use them as a guide for making decisions that align with your intentional life. Number two is create boundaries. This is a huge way to live intentionally and making your well-being your first and best priority. Learn how to say no to activities, commitments, relationships that don't align with your values and who you want to be or contribute to you in a positive way. You know, it's sometimes you have to look at your life and you have to think, who do I need to let go? Who do I need to call in? What do I need to say no to? What do I need to say yes to? Create those boundaries. Protect your time, protect your energy, protect your presence, protect your body, protect it all. Okay? Number three is practice mindfulness. So cultivate mindfulness through practices such as meditation, deep breathing, or simply paying attention to the present moment. You know, how do I feel in this moment? You know, who is around me? What do I smell? What do I see? What do I taste? What do I hear? What do I feel? What can I be grateful for in this moment? And also with this, regularly check in with yourself to make sure that you're still making conscious decisions and that you are actually responding from a place of power rather than being on autopilot. So this is huge. Check in with yourself. Am I reacting? Am I triggered? Am I actually making this decision, or is this what I've always done? Is this what I've always said? You know, am I reacting from my inner child, or am I reacting from my adult self? You know, just check in with yourself in those moments to make sure that you're still living from your place of power. Number four, simplify your schedule. This one was huge for me. Like I told you guys, I sort of checked out of LA and went to Palm Desert and just sort of like lived my best desert life for 8 or 9 months. And this was a huge part of that, was simplifying my schedule. You know, at first I had a bit of FOMO. I was like, oh, there's so many events and there's so many parties and there's so many brunches that I'm going to miss. And I did miss a lot. But as I missed them, I started to miss them less and I started to enjoy myself more. And that FOMO started to go away. So simplify your schedule, you know, streamline and prioritize what are your essential activities, and then eliminate unnecessary activities or things that you at a core level simply do not want to do. You know, say it's at work and you feel like you have to do it for your boss. Try having the conversation of, you know, it's not me being a brat or being difficult, but at my core level, this is why I don't want to do it. And then if you have to do it, find a way to find the joy in it. You can even just use affirmations like, I have to do this right now, but this is not my forever. And I can find joy in the X, Y, and Z of doing this. Or if you'd have to do something, listen to your favorite podcast while doing it, or really upbeat music, or, you know, meditation, you know, theta waves, whatever it is to get your energy and your vibe in a good mood, if there's something that is a non-negotiable. Because I do know that there are things that we have to do. You know, say if you really hate, you know, dropping your kids off at school in the morning, find something that makes it, you know, enjoyable. Maybe, you know, go to Starbucks and pick up your favorite drink 3 times a week as a treat for yourself, or, you know, go to your local park and do a walk around in like the nature, you know, to sort of decompress, you know, whatever it is, those everyday things or the things at your job that you absolutely have to do, find a way to find the joy in it, you know, or find a way to look at it differently or have the conversation to get out of doing it. But the things that you can control, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, simplify your schedule, take things off of your plate. I also had to do that with my podcast. I had to push back a lot of interviews because I was just like, ugh, I am just burning out right now. So, you know, give yourself permission to take things off your plate. You know, this is another thing that I do too. I take things off my to-do list. If I've had something on my to-do list for a long time, it probably means I really don't want to do it. And I think, do I actually have to do this? What would happen if I didn't do this? If the world wouldn't stop spinning, if no one would die, take it off your list. Take it off the list, you know? And then leave room for flexibility and spontaneity, sorry guys, to reduce the pressure to constantly be on the go. And here is another pro tip, and this is something that I am doing more of, especially as the new year is upon us. Unsubscribe from emails and newsletters that you don't enjoy receiving. You know, if you wake up every morning and you have all these emails in your inbox and it gives you anxiety, and, you know, a third of them is just emails that you're going to delete anyway without reading, get your coffee, get your matcha, you know, get your tea, and give yourself 10 to 15 minutes to go through those emails and unsubscribe from the emails that you don't want. And then each morning you'll have less and less emails, less and less anxiety, and more things that are more meaningful in your inbox than just junk and clutter. Okay. The next part of slow living is number 5, unplug regularly. So designate specific times of the day or the week to disconnect from technology. You know, limit your time screen, especially during meals and before bedtime, to foster more meaningful interactions and restful moments. I think a big thing is when you are sharing a meal with someone, you know, no screens, I think is great. Put your cell phone away. And again, it's not about villainizing social media or technology or screens. It's just about making sure that your perspective is these things are tools for me to use to make my life better, but they shouldn't be things that prevent me from having genuine human interactions or genuine moments with myself and others. So don't let technology rule you. You rule technology. And it's great to unplug at times. Number 6 is embrace slow food. So cook and savor your meals mindfully. Choose fresh and whole foods and enjoy the process of preparing and eating your meals. You know, even if you're eating out or ordering in, be sure to eat slowly and also eat intuitively. You know, this was something I had to learn from my own body, because we would have all these fad diets like don't eat red meat, don't eat this, don't eat that. But I learned, like, if I don't eat red meat, I get sick. I get anemic. You know, it's not good for me. My body gets bloated. I get bags under my eyes. I get iron deficient. It's not good. So everything that's out there, like, you know, gluten-free, carb-free, Play-Doh, whatever it is, you know what is good for your body. Listen to your body. Eat what feels good to you, not what social media or your best friend or whoever is telling you this is the way to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, listen to your body. Know what foods make you feel energized and happy and satisfied versus the foods that leave you feeling bloated or depleted or stuffed or still hungry and starving. Listen to your body. You know, if you're like, I don't know what I want to eat, then journal on it. You know, get kind of quiet or still and just say, you know, body, I honor you. Tell me what you need from me. And then listen to your body, you know, before you eat, say, you know what, body, what do I really want right now? What can I give you right now? And your body will tell you what it needs. You just have to slow down, ask and listen, because everything, every fad isn't right for everybody. And remember, there's no such thing as bad foods. It's just whether it's not good for you or the amount. You know, there's no such thing as a quote bad food. So get very clear and eat from an intuitive level of what works for your body and slow down when you eat. Number 7 is create rituals. This I absolutely love. Establish daily or weekly rituals that promote relaxation and connection, whether it's a morning walk, an evening cup of tea, making your bed every morning, your skincare routine, your nighttime routine, your morning routine, a weekend nature outing. You know, rituals can add structure and mindfulness, you know, to your routines. You sort of like ritualize putting on your serums at night. You can ritualize making your favorite matcha in the morning. You can ritualize biking to work every day. You know, what routes you take, whatever it is. It's really finding ways to add that structure and to add that intentionality into whatever you're doing. And also, it wouldn't be the Soft Life podcast if I didn't say, also find ways to romanticize your life with your routines. You know, maybe it's adding, you know, fruit to your water. Maybe it's adding lemon to some hot water. You know, maybe it's adding aromatherapy, you know, air diffuser at your desk every day. You know, find little moments to really romanticize your life. And number 8 is spend time in nature. So regularly connect with the outdoors, you know, take your shoes off, put your feet in the grass, you know, look up at the sky, let the sun be on your face, obviously wear SPF, you know, listen to the birds, you know, touch the trees, just take those moments to like really root and ground yourself and to connect with nature. It really does something for you. And it also helps you to be calm and to be at peace and disconnect from the hustle and bustle of daily life. If you live in a city or somewhere where, you know, you can't go to the park or going outside, there aren't trees or grass, then just, you know, go on YouTube and listen to nature sounds and close your eyes and visualize yourself being in, you know, a meadow of roses, or, you know, I don't know, like a meadow of grass or a meadow of flowers, or walking in a park, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever the nature sounds you have, and just visualize yourself being there. Because remember, this is a lifestyle and a mindset. So wherever you live and however much money you have, you can find ways to slow down and to connect to yourself.
Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.
All right. So here are some more of our soft life lives of our slow living lifestyle guide, you guys. I told you this is going to be a deep dive onto it. So we are almost done, but I have some goodies for you. So number 9 is practice gratitude. I mean, this one's pretty obvious, but it always bears repeating. Cultivate a mindset of appreciation by regularly reflecting and appreciating the positive aspects of your life. This can shift your focus from what you lack to what you have and really ground you in the abundance that's already all around you. Like we said before, number 10, prioritize self-care. Take care of your physical, mental, and emotional, and spiritual, and financial well-being. You know, self-care is really holistic. Schedule regular breaks, engage in activities that bring you joy, and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Find ways every single day to stop and take care of yourself and your needs. Number 11 is learn to enjoy the journey. So shift your focus from constantly striving for the next goal or the next thing or having to be, do, or have something, and enjoy the process. You know, embrace the journey, celebrate the small victories, and savor the experiences along the way. Stop and smell the roses because you are the rose. Number 12. And this one, I have to work on myself. So a little bit of vulnerability here. This is what I need to work on myself. And it's the practice the art of doing nothing. You know, dedicate time to doing absolutely nothing without feeling guilty. Allow yourself to have moments of stillness and simply be present. You know, and a pro tip is make time for laughter. Seek out moments to smile and laugh. Where can you find the comedy in life? Where can you find the magical moments where things are just funny or silly, you know? So I think that's something that I'm really good at, is seeking out the moments of just silliness and laughter and finding the comedy in life. But like I said, you know, doing nothing without feeling guilty, that's definitely something that I'm going to have to work on. So next for the slow living lifestyle guide, number 13 is create a slow playlist. You know, music is definitely a part of our experience in life, and it sets the vibe, it sets the mood. So create a playlist of calming, slow paced music. And it could also be theta waves or, you know, nature sounds, and then use it as a soundtrack for your day while you're doing your activities to encourage a more relaxed atmosphere. So this is one thing that I'm personally doing. I stopped sort of listening to reality shows in the background while working, and I swapped it out for subliminals and for theta waves and for, you know, relaxing sounds, because that really helps calm the subconscious mind and relax the subconscious mind. So instead of being so stimulated all the time by like TV or a show or a podcast, I'm in the background in my subconscious calming myself and speaking subliminals to myself of things that I want to experience and call in. So being really intentional about that is really, really important, and it's such a game changer. Number 14 is to embrace slow hobbies. So explore hobbies that naturally encourage a slower pace, such as knitting, painting, gardening. I also think dancing and engaging in these activities can be meditative and therapeutic, 100%. Also connect with animals, you know, I think is a great one, whether it's playing with a dog or a cat or, you know, any other animals. Maybe you can go to a shelter, maybe animals outside or a petting zoo, or go to a dog park, but really connecting with animals and, you know, also embracing slow hobbies that really set you to be connected to your mind and body. Number 15 is practice the 10-second rule. So before reacting to a situation, pause. Count to 10, take deep breaths, and for this moment, use the power of reflection, the power of stillness, to help you to respond thoughtfully. And this will avoid you responding from a trigger or responding from anger or responding impulsively or responding without all the information. Take a moment to pause. Take a deep breath. Slowly count to 10 and regain your power to respond from a place of knowledge and calmness. Okay. Number 16 is explore your local area. So act like a tourist in your own town. You know, take the time to explore local parks, museums, and attractions that you might often overlook. So I know this is true for me when, you know, I live in LA. So sometimes people are like, oh, have you been here or been here? I'm like, oh, no, I haven't, because you sort of take where you are for granted and you don't realize. And this, no matter where you live, whether you live in a city or a town or a country or wherever, you know, explore wherever you are through the lens of someone who's been there for the first time. You know, take a Saturday afternoon and just walk around and see who you meet and, you know, do a little bit of shopping, go to the market or, you know, go to the observatory or just go climb a mountain or go for a hike or whatever it is. Explore your surroundings as if you've been there for the first time. you know, and that can be really fun to slow down. And that goes back to gratitude and appreciation, because I bet you there are so many amazing things that you pass by every single day and don't even realize it. And our last soft living lifestyle guide is, well, we have three more, is number 17, engage in slow reading. So instead of speed reading or listening to the podcast or listening to Audible, take the time to get out, you know, the old paperback and immerse yourself into the book. Read slowly and savor the language and allow the story to unfold at its own pace. You know, really get into it. Feel the paper on your hands and read the book. There is something very magical and healing and exploratory about getting lost in a book and in a story. So definitely take the time to read. Number 18, learn to embrace silence and moments of stillness. So spend time in complete silence, whether it's a quiet walk, sitting in a park, or enjoying a moment of solitude. Silence can be very rejuvenating. You know, in those moments of stillness and those moments of silence, not only is it rejuvenating, you know, do you sort of center yourself, but you, that's also when sometimes you get the most inspired ideas or the most glimpses of wisdom. You know, it's really in those moments where you can hear your own intuition and your guiding system and your higher self speaking to you. So look for and intentionally create those moments of stillness and silence. Or also when you're just waiting in line or you're in traffic or, you know, something's taking longer than you thought it would, resist the urge to just, you know, sort of mindlessly play on your phone or get distracted or listen to something. But just in those moments, even embrace the stillness and the silence and just be, you know, maybe smile at the person in front of you in line, or maybe just, you know, sit in your car and hear the hum of the engine. Just be present in that moment. And that number 19 is express yourself through creativity. So engage in creative activities that allow you to express yourself without the pressure of perfection. Whether it's doodling, writing, playing an instrument, let the creativity flow at its own pace. This could also be sculpting or painting or any of the other kind of, like, we kind of set it with hobbies, but still this is more like really engaging through your creativity. You know, maybe it's singing or writing music. Maybe it's building something with your hands. Maybe it's playing with Legos. Maybe it's coloring. Get back to being childlike. Not to be confused with childish. get back to, you know, being childlike, slowing down, to having fun, being creative without having the end result being to be productive or to be perfect. Just allow yourself to be, okay? And I always like to leave out with, obviously, our reminders to celebrate the small wins and leverage gratitude. Don't wait until something big manifests or come to pass before you start to celebrate, feel accomplished, and enjoy your journey. I say this all the time, but it always bears repeating. You're not too far behind. It's not too late for you. You haven't made too many mistakes. And there's nothing that you need to be, do, or get to be worthy of love, happiness, abundance, and your desires. Simply because you are enough. And the quote says, find joy in the simple things and life will always be fulfilling. And practice daily gratitude. Write a list of what you're grateful for, big, small, and your future things, you know, for the future. That's a great way to manifest, you know, be grateful now for what you're calling in. Throughout the day, practice mental gratitude of saying thank you for when things go your way, moments of abundance, and moments when you have been divinely protected. And like I said before, when you seek out moments for you know, to smile and to laugh, seek out moments to be thankful. Seek out those moments, and those moments will start to seek you out. So it is my intention that this episode was really great for you and added value to your life, and you got some great insights that you can now take to implement living a slower, more intentional life. So as always, don't forget, if you need extra support, you can join our Patreon community for monthly meditations, journal prompts, inspired activations, PDFs of episodes, archive episodes, guided videos, and more. And also don't forget that we have courses, our self-love, lifestyle design, and manifestation courses, and also shop the Soft Life collection. We have manifestation journals, joggers, sweatshirts, tote bags. We got it all. And just visit candywashington.com/courses to check everything out. And if you feel so inclined, be sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review the Soft Life podcast wherever you listen, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It really helps for us to grow the show and to reach more people. So as always, you guys, take care of yourself and each other. And I love you. Bye.
Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon.